Chapter 4.
Ellen G. White Statements on the Age of the Earth. 6,000 Years. 1864. Spiritual Gifts 3. 92. Many who profess to believe the Bible record are at a loss to account for the wonderful things which are found in the earth, with the view that creation week was only 7 literal days, and that the world is now only about 6,000 years old. 2. 1868. Testimonies for the Church 2. 172. During his experience of nearly 6,000 years, he, Satan, has lost none of his skill and shrewdness. All this time he has been a close observer of all that concerns our race. 3. 1870. The Spirit of Prophecy. 1. 87. Many who profess to believe the Bible record are at a loss to account for the wonderful things which are found in the earth, with the view that creation week was only 7 literal days, and that the world is now only about 6,000 years old. 4. 1872. Testimonies for the Church 3. 138. God endowed man with so great vital force that he has withstood the accumulation of disease brought upon the race in consequence of perverted habits, and has continued for 6,000 years. 5. 1875. Testimonies for the Church 3. 492. The continual transgression of man for 6,000 years has brought sickness, pain, and death as its fruits. And as we near the close of time, Satan's temptation to indulge appetite will be more powerful and more difficult to overcome. Quoted in Counsels on Diet and Foods, 59 and 163. 6. 1877. The Spirit of Prophecy 2. 93. 6,000 years has this arch enemy been warring against the government of God, and continued practice has increased his skill to deceive and allure. 7. 1877. The Signs of the Times, November 15, 1877. 6,000 years has this arch enemy been warring against the government of God, and continued practice has increased his skill to deceive and allure. 8. 1879. The Signs of the Times, March 20, 1879. Many who profess to believe the Bible are at a loss to account for wonderful things which are found in the earth, with the view that creation week was only 7 literal days, and that the world is now only about 6,000 years old. 9. 1884. The Signs of the Times, May 8, 1884. The great controversy between Christ and Satan that has been carried on for almost 6,000 years is soon to close. 10. 1884. The Spirit of Prophecy 4. 371. Thus, under a new disguise, the great rebel still carries forward his warfare against God, begun in heaven and for nearly 6,000 years, continued upon the earth. 11. 1887. The Signs of the Times, September 29, 1887. A cunning and cruel foe attends our steps, and is working every moment, with all his strength and skill, to turn us from the right way. Ever since he succeeded in overcoming our first parents in their beautiful Eden home, he has been engaged in this work. More than 6,000 years of continual practice has greatly increased his skill to deceive and allure. 12. 1888. The Great Controversy, 10. Author's Introduction. For 6,000 years, that mastermind that once was highest among the angels of God has been wholly bent to the work of deception and ruin. All seven statements in the 1888 edition of The Great Controversy were continued in the 1911 edition, prepared under the supervision of Ellen White. 13. 1888. The Great Controversy, 518. The great controversy between Christ and Satan that has been carried forward for nearly 6,000 years is soon to close, and the Wicked One redoubles his efforts to defeat the work of Christ in man's behalf and to fasten souls in his snares. 14. 1888. The Great Controversy, 552-553. The spirits deny the deity of Christ and place even the Creator on a level with themselves. Thus, under a new disguise, the great rebel still carries on his warfare against God, begun in heaven and for nearly 6,000 years continued upon the earth. 15. 1888. The Great Controversy, 656. For 6,000 years, the Great Controversy has been in progress. The Son of God and His heavenly messengers have been in conflict with the power of the Evil One to warn, enlighten, and save the children of men. 16. 1888. The Great Controversy, 659. For 6,000 years, Satan's work of rebellion has made the earth to tremble. He has made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof. 17. 1888. The Great Controversy, 659. And he opened not the house of his prisoners. For 6,000 years, his prison house has received God's people, and he would have held them captive forever. But Christ has broken his bonds and set the prisoners free. 18. 1888. The Great Controversy, 673. Satan's work of ruin is forever ended. For 6,000 years he has wrought his will, filling the earth with woe and causing grief throughout the universe. 19. 1890. Patriarchs and Prophets, 51. The laws and operations of nature, which have engaged men's study for 6,000 years, were opened to their minds by the infinite framer and upholder of all. 20. 1890. Patriarchs and Prophets, 342.
For 6,000 years, Satan has struggled to maintain possession of the earth. 1890. Christian Temperance and Bible Hygiene, 7. Man came from the hand of his Creator, perfect in organization and beautiful in form. The fact that he has for 6,000 years withstood the ever-increasing weight of disease and crime is conclusive proof of the power of endurance with which he was first endowed. Reprinted in Councils on Health, 19. 22. 1890. Christian Temperance and Bible Hygiene, 154. The continual transgression of man for over 6,000 years has brought sickness, pain, and death as its fruit. And as we draw near the close of time, Satan's temptations to indulge appetite will be more powerful and more difficult to resist. 23. 1898. The Desire of Ages, 413. For 6,000 years, faith has builded upon Christ. 24. 1898. The Desire of Ages, 413. For 6,000 years, the floods and tempests of satanic wrath have beaten upon the rock of our salvation, but it stands unmoved. 25. 1899. Manuscript 174. 1899. Those who are destroying the earth have had a long probation. For 6,000 years, God has borne with the ignorance and wickedness of men. 26. 1907. The Youth's Instructor, April 16, 1907. The laws and operations of nature, which have engaged men's study for 6,000 years, were opened to their minds by the infant framer and upholder of all. Reprinted from Patriarchs and Prophets, 51. 27. 1909. The Signs of the Times, December 8, 1909. The spirits deny the divinity of Christ and place even the Creator on a level with themselves. Thus, under a new disguise, the great rebel still carries on his warfare against God, begun in heaven, and for nearly 6,000 years continued upon earth. 28. 1911. GC 10, 1911 edition. For 6,000 years, that mastermind that once was highest among the angels of God has been wholly bent to the work of deception and ruin. 29. 1911. The Great Controversy, 518, 1911 edition. The great controversy between Christ and Satan that has been carried forward for nearly 6,000 years is soon to close, and the wicked one redoubles his efforts to defeat the work of Christ in man's behalf and to fasten souls in his snares. 30. 1911. The Great Controversy, 552-553, 1911 edition. The spirits deny the deity of Christ and place even the Creator on a level with themselves. Thus, under a new disguise, the great rebel still carries on his warfare against God, begun in heaven, and for nearly 6,000 years continued upon the earth.